first of all, congratulations on your latest Grammy.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Every time, mucha gente me dice, is this a surprising thing every time you win? Like, of course it is, man. And we found out on Thursday, like about 4 or 5 o'clock, because this category happens in Las Vegas 2 hours before. That's why, por eso sabemos, pero no, me ayuda hasta celebrating with my family and, of course, crying, tears of joy, because that's the ultimate, really. The Grammy's the ultimate.
I'm sure that there's been comments from la gente que why aren't any of our Tejano artists presented during the Vegas event? If it's a Latin Grammy, we're truly representing la música latina. Sí. Doesn't it make you wonder?
Oh, yes, man. I would love to even perform, at least, you know, that would be awesome. Pero nos tienen como on the off thing, you know, on the side. Los tienen durante el día, like at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Pero the major ones go at 7 o'clock. And not cutting down any of the music of the Tejano, of the Grammys, pero there's some bands there from other countries that we've never heard of. And they're taking like about 5 minutes of our time. And wouldn't it be beautiful? Texas, to begin with, is the biggest state in the United States. So let's show something, you know, I mean, show some respect toward, y no nomás para nosotros, pero for any. I mean, there's so many Tejano bands, Rudy.
There's so many bands that deserve the recognition, if anything, mm-hmm. to be recognized by the people who give out the Grammys and say, hey, look, they have talent. Listen to them. Watch them. Give them their time to be able to perform and do their work, you know, to show their artistry. For you, you've never performed at any of the Latin Grammys.
Never. I would love to.
See, that would be the ultimate, obviously.
That would be the ultimate, yeah. We performed on Premio Lo Nuestro back in the days with Joe and Jimmy, pero en los Grammys, no, sería algo muy grande.
Let's talk about the CD, Iconic, though. Man, this is, what perfect timing. It's like two blessings, one, the Latin Grammy, and then the Iconic coming out.
Sí, pues la gente, the word Iconic, la gente, Jimmy, you're an icon. And then, even a mucha gente on the border side, venían de México, tú eres un icon, and I didn't know what icon was. Yo creo que me está diciendo something with an M, maricón o algo, no, icon. Like, excuse me, man, icon. Oh, and then the lady next to her, lady say, she's saying that you're an icon. Oh, y arriba say, you stop, please. Prove it. No, but, and that came from the people, you know, and como dices tú, what a perfect timing, right? I mean, I've been at this business for a long time already, and como te dije, the old mas was great, super, and it's turned out to be what it is right now. Now I'm living a second life with my kids, my family, and who started back in 1999. And look how God is so great. I'm a great believer in God, Rudy. Bastante. And we all, everything that we do has to do because of Him. That's what I feel, and that's what I believe in. And to win the 8th Grammy, it's just somebody's got to pinch and say, hey, you know. You just want this, so it's great, man. These kids are enjoying it. My whole band, and since day one, I knew it. Como muchos músicos me dicen, Jimmy, how do you know when the song's gonna hit? Like, I don't know, I just do. So when since day one, when we started working on the CD, said this can just happen, and then another thing, se ganchó, and then another, like a puzzle, and then it ended to what was Iconic.
My question is this Iconic CD, I mean it wasn't just one idea, it was everybody's idea that got you the complete CD, right? I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
How many months on this thing to make it happen?
Well, we started in December, like the second week of December of last year. That's when we started the CD. So we went and took pictures, and I said, well, what's an iconic picture? And Mikey, which was, why don't you give him the little stool? And Mikey, which is a drummer, says, Dad, an iconic, it has to be like something you're on top of the world or something. It's just not like we all pose in the front like a group picture. That's not an icon. So he came up with that idea. And from there, Jorge Flores, who did the cover, who did a great job, started putting it together, and then I took a picture like pointing up, and at the end of the Aquan Day, arregló todo Jorge with the computer thing, because that's an iconic picture. And I think it came out beautiful, man.
It looked like a painting almost.
Yes. Se salió bien bonito, y gracias que Freddy, la compañía de Freddy, me da el permiso para que yo haga todo esto. They believe in me so much, Rudy, que I can do, not do whatever I want to, right? Pero something that's reasonable, I'll do it. That's why le ponemos mucho énfasis a la portada nosotros. And the guys, and we put a lot. If you go to a lot of our CDs, they're all beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Liberty to do some of this. To do.
Yes, es como cuando vas a comprar un carro, no tienes un credit, A1 credit. Okay. Te dan la, por eso, que payments of 169. Yeah, for those who have perfect credit. I don't have that great of a credit. But when it comes to my music, I do.
Come on, no. And you know what? The single right now, the first one right off the bat was, I mean, made it to the top hits, the number one. What about the second one?
Pues esa es la que te gusta a ti y la que me gusta a mí. This is a song, Di Algo, es una cumbia. It was an American song. I didn't translate it because this was done by Cristina Aguilera and some other guy, he's an unknown. And they recorded it, says, it Say Something to Me. Say Something, se llama. And it sold like millions and millions of copies, a ballad. So a mí se me prendió el foco, why don't I do it into a cumbia? So we did. We turned into a cumbia, and I was gonna do it with another vocalist, with another girl vocalist. The first girl that came in my mind was that girl from here, from Corpus, ¿cómo se llama? La que salió en The Voice.
Yes,
Clarissa, yeah. And she didn't have time. She was doing some other stuff. I said, okay. So the track was already done. En eso me hablan, y Lloyd dice, hey, Seti is here. Le digo, who's Seti? This is a new kid. This kid, Rudy, he's going to be such a big hit. And the reason I love him so much in his music is because tocan la música americana bien bonito, y él canta bien bonito, and now I'm into that. Ma started playing top 40 music, and I love that, I do. Él viene con un álbum que acaban de firmar con Freddy, también estilo norteño, and these kids son como mexicanos. I don't know really if he's from Mexico, pero te habla perfecto el español. Y tienen un grupo, le pusieron Seti. His name is Edgar. Edgar Seti, with a Z, Z-E-R-I. So, me digo, Jimmy, estoy aquí en el estudio. Do you mind if I put the other voice? Dije, yeah, go ahead. So, ya cuando lo terminaron, me lo enseñaron on the phone. Dije, sounds good. But when I got to the studio, like, no, hombre, soy el bruto. She even sounds like a girl, man. His pitch is so beautiful. And salió muy bonito. And hopefully, we're going to talk with Freddy Records and see if we can lance that one as our second single. I know that you love it, and we played it at the Domingo show right now. But I can guarantee you, Rudy, that song will be a top, top hit, number one hit.
Absolutely.
Of course, que la gente le guste, pero... I know it will.
And you said that, you know, it's been a tradition. I mean, Mas had some of the biggest hits that were also cover songs.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, Mas had cover songs. Vendevorame was a big one. No te apartes de mí. Borraré tu nombre. All of those were cover songs. And the old Mas with me and Joe had tremendous hits. At that time, we would sell 300,000 to 400,000 units. And right now it's not like the 80s, right? Like, pero who knows, man? Why can't it be? I mean, it's not that it's never going to be, but hopefully Dios quiera que it'll come back to at least half of what it used to be. And y como le digo a muchos grupos, me dicen, Jimmy, pues you just win and win. I can't do this by ourselves. We need an army. You need an army for everything. We need 10 bands. We need the David Lees, the Jay Perez, the Ruben Ramos. We need everybody, man. We need everybody to be hits so we can go up there and fight a battle with an army, not fight a battle with just myself.
There's got to be a united effort, an effort that is united to be able to show that we're just not a small little genre. There is history behind the genre. There is unification behind the genre. And the most important part is una cultura. It's exactly. A culture.
That's our culture, man. Esta es la cultura de nosotros, and it's working. There's some haters that say, well, Jimmy just wins and wins because of Freddie. Because Freddie has a lot of money. He buys the Grammys. And those people are ignorant. They don't know what they're saying, Rudy. Because what they're saying is that the Latin Grammys are crooked. That's what they're saying. If I could buy a Grammy for $5,000 or $3,000, I guess anybody could. But it doesn't work like that. It's about votes. There's a certain people, certain persons, and the committee, and everybody has to vote on the CD. And then it goes to the higher artist. And they vote on how beautiful the cover is, the quality of the CD, the songs, the arrangements, and that's how they vote. It has nothing to do with the public. Que Freddie compró. No, that's ignorant, man. You're being ignorant, all those people.
And they're hurting our genre when they do that.
Yes. And a certain person, and I don't want to mention any names, he says that his wife was in the committee for 10 years and she never got one. So you must know who you are. It's not about this, man. I mean, everybody deserves to win, Rudy. Every single person. It's up to you who's going to work the hardest. I have an advantage, Rudy. Que yo vengo de las the old school with con Grupo Mas y Joe Lopez. And you know that today, it's called old school. And that music, they will never, ever go away, I think.
Yeah, it's timeless. That is truly classic.
Exactly. And I have that advantage than other bands that started like 10 years ago. But that's not my fault. I mean, we did it then. And I think that should... Yo le doy gracias a Dios because today's 2014 and I'm still here. I'm here with the big dogs, with everybody else, with the Elidas, with the Signos and everybody, Intocables and all that. And that's hard to do, Rudy.
That says a lot. That says a lot about the quality of artists that you hire, that are with you, that's your family, and the artistry that goes into performing and producing what you do on stage.
Sí, y vamos y trabajamos y nunca estamos en la casa. Ahorita we're getting ready to the ideas, the arrangements to work on the next CD, and that's how it is. As long as I don't lose that, el ánimo y el empeño, I think we're always going to do good. Nomás con que Dios nos dé la bendición y our health también, ¿verdad? Pero mientras, ya cuando digo yo, I don't want to go to the studio, then it's time, you're going to see it on the CD. Pero gracias a Dios, I'm blessed with my kids, of course. Joseph, Michael, Bobby, all of them. Jumbuck, because they push me. Dad, we need to do this. All of these guys have some new ideas. Michael, Joseph, they have, Robert have new ideas for 2015 on our stage stuff. And I'm going to leave them because if I can take care of the music and let them take care of the rest of the stuff on the production and the promotion and all that, and it'll make my job a lot easier. Pero yo quiero que todo el mundo gane, Rudy. It's not about me. It's not about me. I mean, it's así es la cosa. And that's how it is.
And that's why God keeps blessing you, because you have that attitude, because you see it as not just Jimmy, but everybody.
Sí, no, yo solo no lo voy a poder hacer esto. Yo necesito mi grupo. Ahorita tenemos a un accordion player, Rocky, también. Everybody, Dios nos ha bendecido. We have this beautiful bus, Rudy. And si crees en Dios, and you pray for him, but for real, faithfully, everything is going to, se va a hacer como un puzzle. And that's what I have a lot of faith in God, a lot of faith in my band, my kids, my family, my wife that travels with me. And I can't thank God enough for all this, tanto premio que nos han dado. The Latin Grammy is the highest, man, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to you, Rudy, because we have people like you and Tejano Go. I wish we had 100 Rudys.
Thank you.
Can you imagine if we have a lot of Rudys out there? I mean, my God.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate your kind words. And we want to wish you all the best, con este. And I know that this won't be the last Grammy. I think there's another one.
Oh,
Okay, number 9. For the meantime, we're going to enjoy this one. And como te digo, thank you guys. Thanks to all the radio people that placed my records, all the DJs all over Texas, all over the world. Now we went to the convention center in Las Vegas. We almost sold it out. We're going to Oregon, Idaho. We're going to travel more now that before we didn't have the transportation. Now we got this, and we're going to start going out of state to Florida. We're going to Florida in about 4 weeks. So el trabajo ahí está, you know. It's a little harder. El camino es duro. Pero that's what we chose, and that's what we love.
And I'm sure a lot of the people that are listening to us all over the country are very happy to hear you say that you're going to be visiting their states very soon. So
yes, en California también nos quieren mucho. California, lo que es Fresno, which is the other one?
Vesalia.
Sacramento, Vesalia. So we're gonna hit your cities and your states. So just look out in our Facebook. My Facebook is called The Real Jimmy G y Grupo Mas, and you'll be able to see all the schedules and everything that's going on. And what else, Rudy? Thank you so much, man. Thank you for what you do, man. I remember a long time ago you told me you were going to do this, and look at you now.
We're still going. This is our 16th year, and next year, in 2015, we're going to be celebrating our 1,000th Tejano Gold Countdown show.
We need to do a big concert.
I'd like to do that.
A big concert with all the bands that have been on the countdown, brother. Todos los grupos, of course, all the number ones too. And
sometime next year.
Yes, and then pues todos los artistas que están con Freddy. I mean, we have to keep this in mind, Rudy, and I have to say this. When 10, 12 years ago, all the big record labels, they said, oh, Tejano, no, I'm pulling out. Everybody pulled out. All the major labels that we were on, the only one that stayed was Freddy Records, and it on the floor. And then they started building it. That's why they said, oh, no, but Freddy compró esto. You get Freddy compró. That's all the good artists, not all of them, but most of the good artists are with Freddy Records. And you know which ones they are.
Thanks to Freddy. Thanks to you. And may God bless you guys and continue moving forward. Y dándole ganas. That's the way you do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Rudy. And we're going to enjoy this Latin Grammy number 8 and the Tejano Music Awards también, the male vocalist and the duel of the year, Coño Elida. We're just, it's on the ganas, man. Right now we're starting to get the ideas for the 2015 CD, and hopefully see what we can come up with.
Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Love you guys.